Does anybody really know what time it is? Maybe if you listen to this show, we will perhaps find out. Yes, this is true. But thank you for tuning in to WMUC FM College Park.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
So for today, I was in a bit of a rush, and I was thinking, what time is it? Because I know my show starts at 5, but I was getting out of philosophy class, and I was like, I'm kind of in a rush here. And I was thinking about time. And I was thinking this could be a good theme for today, but since I'm in such a rush, I'm not really in a rush, but I'm thinking I'm just gonna play whatever I want. I think this is good, but of course I'll be starting with some fantastic music, as always. Up first, I'm gonna start with a very good song about time. Hopefully that wasn't too loud. But thank you for tuning into the show today. We'll get started with some Pink Floyd. This song is called Time. And let's see what we learn. Thank you for tuning in to Roadside Picnic. This is Josh Hanna.
One day you find got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Josh Hanna with Roadside Picnic, and today we are discussing time. And we'll continue this immediately with a song from Chicago. And this is the 12th episode of Roadside Picnic with Josh Hanna. So we will be celebrating the origin of the 12-hour clock as a time convention. Traced back to ancient Mesopotamia, ancient Egypt. But yes, let's get into some beautiful music about time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you.
was walking down the street one day.
People running everywhere.
Being pushed and shoved by people trying to beat the clock. Oh, I just don't know.
Time has told me.
to ask for more. For someday our ocean will find its shore.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time.
Special thanks to my mom for recommending Time in a Bottle. I can't believe I didn't think of that. But today in philosophy, we're talking about Kant and about how you don't have enough time in your life to become a morally perfect person. So he says that you must believe in the immortality of your soul. You must believe in God, and you must believe that you are free, because you don't have enough time to become a perfect person. I noticed that people like to hear the music more than my philosophical takes, but that's not even my take, that's his take. And I'm not so sure if I agree. I do think that it is very hard to become a morally perfect person in your life, but it might not be completely impossible. I mean, I always look at Buddhist monks and how much they are able to achieve. They can do a lot of stuff. And it is very impressive. I think if you act morally in your life, then that is the best thing that you can do. So I'm not so sure if his argument stands up. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe after this next song, we'll see if we can find a true answer. Because, you know, I'm just playing whatever I want. We don't have enough time time in life to stick to these rigid themes. You know, I'm playing, what's playing right now is Round Midnight by Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Who has time to listen to me speak alone? You have to have Miles Davis on in the background. But once again, thank you for tuning in to Roadside Picnic. Here we're having a roadside picnic fireside chat, according to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Thank you to Julia. But today, was trying to put a friend on, or not today, yesterday, trying to put a friend on to Steely Dan. But we did not play this next song. But I will play it. And it will be very important. And it will explain to you about the true essence of time. How should you be spending your time? Dostoevsky, when he was sentenced to death and he was almost about to be to die, but at the last moment his sentence was executed, and he writes in his book The House of the Dead that at that moment he was and the time following that he became like completely alive, and he wanted to live completely. I'm gonna mess this up a bit, but he wanted to live completely perfectly. He truly loved life in that moment. He came so close to the end, and he was like, "Life is a gift. I was spared. I will live life so beautifully now." But as he notes over time, that it's very hard to retain that consistent, unending love for life. And I think it's related to time in this way. I mean, time heals all wounds. Perhaps this is true, but time also can kill motivation. Maybe it can kill your love for life. But I think maybe you are able to perfect this. I think meditation is the first step. Hopefully, if you are listening to this, you can get into some contemplative meditative state while listening to this Roadside Picnic. Wow, I gained one listener. Thank you to this person listening. But yes, we're about to listen to some beautiful music coming up. Get into your meditative state. Think about what it is that you love about life. What makes you passionate? Because we don't have too much time. We really don't have too much time. But like even Dostoevsky was demotivated at times. He succumbed to some of his temptations. He was a big gambler, but he wrote a book on it. I would recommend reading that. I haven't read it. I haven't read a lot of stuff, but let's get into Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan.
Are you gathering up the tears? I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Cross Lake on the floor.
just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me, chasing the clouds away.
The time
was thinking about this song in the context of the movie The Shining and how Jack Nicholson, I still need to finish the book, I'm a little bit of the ways through it, but how he's always in the hotel. No, all work and no play. So I was wondering about that. He's stuck there forever, kind of like Stanley Kubrick's other film, 2001 A Space Odyssey. But the next songs we have cover Speed. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful introduction, continuation of this theme. Thank you.
I let the beast in too soon. I don't know how to live without my hand on his throat. I fight him always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet. You think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know, and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run, free yourself up as fast as you can. Faithful man. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Sometimes I get to a place where I
That was Fast As You Can by Fiona Apple, and another quick connection to time that I've been thinking about recently before I leave you all here into the aerospace. I was thinking recently about how I could make a drastic change in my life. I was like, I need a drastic change. I need a clean slate. I need to buzz my hair, all of my hair. I need to do this. And I was wondering, how much time would it take for my hair to grow back if, for some reason, cutting off all of my hair would have a negative effect on me in some way? By the way, this song is called Go Slowly by Radiohead. One of the most gorgeous songs I've ever heard. But, so yes, I was thinking about this. How much time would it take for my hair to grow back? But also, is that even what I want? Like, what am I looking for? Am I looking to maintain this passion for life like Dostoevsky? Or am I just being impulsive? I think it was the latter. But I think that maybe being impulsive can jumpstart something else, some sort of passion for life, maybe not a sustained passion, but something for something. Because I was just thinking, like my friend Speedjay said, nothing changes if nothing changes. And you might be losing, but that will happen to winners. And to stay up, you have to keep moving. So yes, thank you for listening to my show today. I hope you were able to take in some new insights. I know I did. I know I did. But let us listen to these two beautiful Radiohead songs as we go on with our day. Have a good night.